We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Revolting, obnoxious, disgusting, vile, criminal. Just some of the adjectives. I'd like to throw in some expletives to describe what I'm looking at. A picture sent to me by law enforcement officers ready to give it up this morning. The picture, the photograph showing fecal matter rubbed all over the front of a police station, substation in downtown Pittsburgh. Denigrating the disgusting pronouncement that this is what they think of law enforcement in my hometown, in your hometown. It's a new low. Taken according to the guys that know it, sometime last night between 12 a.m. and 7 a.m., someone defecated, not that you need to know the disgusting details, in a box right in front of the police station and then wiped it all over the doors. Is this the America you want? Which raises the question as we talk about this, why would anyone want to be a cop or go into law enforcement nowadays? That question raised by a good friend, an old friend who has been in law enforcement or associated with law enforcement for decades, highly regarded, highly respected, and highly critical of you for not respecting law enforcement anymore. Joining me this morning, Bob Downey. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, disgusted, disheartened, a new low happening in downtown Pittsburgh. Somebody defecating and then rubbing it all over the windows of the substation, sending this message about how they feel about police, which raises the question that you posed. Why would anyone want to be a cop or go into law enforcement these days? Why did you post this? What provoked you, sir?
Well, actually, I wrote that about 5 years ago.
It's amazing.
You know, so it's been an ongoing problem. And then, you know, every once in a while, it'll pop back up on my social media feed, and I'll just, you know, repost it for people to read. And, you know, you just see the trends for the last it's gotten a lot worse for the last 20, 25 years where people, you know, take out anything on the police. They just don't like for police or seem to respect police. And that's only a very, very small portion of our population. Not the overall majority has been great, but there is a small segment of a vocal segment of society that just denigrates police and just doesn't like what the job that they have to do.
You see the worst possible things. You witness horrific auto accidents where people are maimed and killed. You pick up dead children, then you have to tell their parents, or worse, arrest a parent for the crime. You have to go to someone's home and tell them that their child, brother, sister, murder, or father died. You get ridiculed by citizens because you pulled them over for speeding. You're picking on them. You should be out catching real criminals and not picking on me. He wrote this in 2015 and reposted it yesterday. Why yesterday? Is the current climate worse than you've seen? It's worse than I've seen, my friend.
Well, like I said, it pops up on my social media feed, and it, to me, it's just absolutely appropriate as to what's going on in society right now with the movement to defund police or, you know, want to not have them do their job. For example, in Minnesota, the attorney general has come out and said he didn't want police to investigate sexual assaults. and I just don't understand that.
Bob, how long have you been in law enforcement?
Actually, today was 40 years ago I started the academy.
Wow. And Bob, if someone said to you, a young man said, hey, Bob, I want to be a cop, today, said that to you, what would you say, sir?
I would tell them to go in with open eyes. It's a great career. You get to help people. You get to, make some lives better. So I would tell them to go in with open eyes and to go in there wanting to do a good job. It's just not a job, a 9-to-5 job. It's a passion. You have to want to do this. You have to be prepared for what's going to happen in life. You know, one of the things I mentioned in the article was, you know, having to miss your son's first birthday. Well, that happened to me. I had to miss my son's first birthday, my oldest son's first birthday, when we had a case to go out on. It's just some of the things. There are some, you do make a lot of sacrifices.
Do you think that police have been criminalized and demonized most recently, sir?
Yeah, they have. And, after watching the George Floyd video, I understand why some people get upset. But some people are hanging their hats on other things that they just really, you know, haven't been in that situation. And they think that police should do a job that they feel they could do. You know, like people, I've heard people say, well, why did they shoot the gun out of their hand, or, you know, things like that. I mean, this isn't the old rifleman show where, you know, you can do things like that.
What's the message it sends when someone wipes fecal matter all over the front of the police station downtown, sir? It's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a sick individual. And like I said, I believe the vast majority of people like and respect the police, but it's that small vocal minority that seems to draw the attention. And, they make it very difficult for law enforcement.
As I always call you, Chief Downey. Chief, it's a pleasure, sir. I appreciate you, my man.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Talk to you. Very, very difficult times.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.